She's a college graduate. She has a master's of education degree with a specialization in reading.
Does she got a LeMoyne also?
Yes.
Okay. Are most of your friends like people that you knew in college or people that you work with or the people that you socialize with? Who are they?
Run that by me again.
I'm just...
Okay, are there people that I attend college with, people
yeah.
I grew up with?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, cross-representation of people, people I grew up with are still friends, and people I attend college with are some of my friends. I would imagine that by and large, my friends are comprised of people that I met during my college years.
You work at the Memphis City Board of Education.
Right.
Exactly what does your job entail?
Okay, this year I'm functioning on a temporary assignment, and my job specifically entails that of coordinating program evaluation for the Memphis City Schools. Perhaps that doesn't mean anything to you. What we're doing this year, we are conducting a comprehensive needs assessment of the Memphis City Schools. We're also studying the organizational structure of the Memphis City Schools to see if the structure is such that the system will be able to attain its goals. And we're also analyzing all of the instructional programs, operations, and activities in the Memphis City Schools. We have what we call a tripartite arrangement involving Memphis State University and the University of Tennessee. So my role is to function as a liaison person for the Memphis City Schools, working with the two institutions, Memphis State University and University of Tennessee.
Did you live in the same house all your life?
I lived in a two-room apartment for, until I was 15. And then we moved, I guess, about four houses up the street, so to speak. And I lived there through college, and I moved when I got married.
Do you think you could draw me just to sketch of both those places? Do you have brothers and sisters?
One sister.
Mm-hmm. If you could just kind of draw the apartment in the other house,
mm-hmm.
the two rooms, and then how big is the house?
How big is the house? A three-bedroom house. Not really a three-bedroom house, a two-bedroom house with a kitchen and one full bath. You'd like for me to draw the apartment complex first?
Just your apartment.
Okay. My artistic ability isn't very good, but I'll try anyway.
Name the rooms, what you call the rooms.
You call the rooms, okay. Okay. Now you have to understand that I've gone through an educational process since the time that I lived in the apartment. At that time, we call the entry area the front room, okay? And the last room served as both a kitchen and a bedroom. Okay, and we just call it the kitchen.